verse 23, and there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. Now we have here the example, and this is the first miracle that our Lord performed as far as the Gospel of Mark is concerned, and it's in the spiritual realm. Only God is in control in the spiritual realm. This is the manifestation of demonism. Now, there was that in the Roman Empire, and there's a great deal of historical evidence that it was actually rampant in the entire Roman Empire at this particular time. A manifestation of demonism. And the only way to meet it, the only way that it could be met, is by the Lord Jesus. He alone was able to move in this realm. And that's the reason Mark gives this as the first miracle. He brings this one that he performed and presents it as the first. Because, frankly, if he has power in this realm, there are two things that are implied. First, he'd have power in any realm. And second, only God could do this. And this was part of his credential, you see. He had authority. He had power. He taught as one that had authority. And he demonstrated that he had power. This is really a tremendous thing. Now, I do not need to labor this point, because if you are aware of what's taking place in our contemporary culture today, you recognize that Satan worship has become very prominent, and there are certain things happening today in the realm of the occult that can only be explained on the basis that it is satanic and that it is supernatural. You cannot explain reasonably why young people today will leave homes where they are loved and don't buy all of this propaganda that's being given out. Right now, the young people have a state of mind of self-pity. If you listen to them, you'll discover that. I talk to them a great deal, and it's self-pity that they manifest. If you listen to them, they sure feel sorry for themselves, that they don't have freedom and they don't have this. Never has a generation of young people had what this generation has, and they're crying. Now, when I was a kid, they would not let me cry. My dad would have taken me to the woodshed if I'd attempt to cry. And I can remember as a kid having to chop cotton and pick cotton. And I don't mean to cry myself, but friends, it wasn't easy. But I didn't dare cry in that day. It was assumed that that's what I should do. And I hated that chopping cotton, friends. That's a job you can have. And there's not but one thing worse than chopping cotton, and that's to pick the stuff. Oh, I didn't like that. But that's what you had to do. Now, these young people today have everything, and yet you see this self-pity. Now they're trying everything. They've tried dope. They try everything. Well, Satan worship has become very prominent, and there's a great deal going on today in the occult. It's unbelievable that a group of young people from good homes would join a hippie band and then go out and murder. That seems unbelievable. That's satanic, friends. And I'm not sure but what we're going to see actual demon possession if this continues. That is, it'll be manifested like that. And Christian friend, only one way to deal with it, and that's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone can control that. That's the first miracle that's given to us here. Now, they said to the Lord Jesus, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. Now verse 25, And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Now, notice he's demonstrated in two realms, in that of teaching. He spoke as one having authority, power, friends. And here, in the realm of miracles, why, they could not understand it. He has authority that they could not at all understand. Power in two realms, you see. Now, verse 28, and immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. Now, that's the area around the Sea of Galilee.